now have our first feature. The evening news often features stories about weird Norfolk. The latest one was about the headless ghost donkey of Cranworth. Here's David Potten to tell you more about this very unusual ghost.
Our story today comes from a lost village and involves a lost head. The village is Letton in Breckland. The head is that of a poor, unfortunate, monster donkey. While the deserted medieval settlement of Letton in Breckland has been swallowed by present-day Cranworth, the stories of strange equine creatures in the area live on. For in addition to a huge headless ghost donkey, there have also been sightings of a coach driven by either invisible or headless horses. But first, to the donkey. In The Folklore of East Anglia by Enid Porter, a curious tale recounted by a farmer's wife in Letton is in editions of the Eastern Counties magazine of 1900. The woman had been out late at night and, in the darkness, had heard footsteps behind her, and on turning saw, quote, a shape like a donkey standing on its hind legs, prancing and towering over her, end quote. In terror, she hurried on, the footsteps matching her pace. Finally, she reached the safety of her cottage and rushed inside, slamming the doors. But she couldn't resist looking out of the window to see what had followed her. And there, from the glass, she distinctly saw the headless donkey pass on its way through the starlit night. The story was backed up by a man from the same village, who passed on a tale his uncle had told him about what he'd seen as he made his way to market in the early hours of the morning. It was the turn of the night, about 12 o'clock or a little later, when uncle saw something a-moving by the side of the horses, at which they seemed to be mortal feared, and they went all shivery shaky like a leaf when it ought to fall, and has not done so, he said. Uncle looked over the side of the wagon and saw four legs a-moving, and then he saw a kind of shape that trotted by them until they come to the lane which leads down to Four Tree Hill. There that left them and trotted down the lane, and the shape was plain to be seen of a headless donkey. From the same magazine and the same location, another story that features members of the equine family. This time horses rather than donkeys. A female witness told of seeing phantom coach being pulled by invisible horses along Shipdham Road. The story is told in the article by Lady Cranworth of Letton Hall, who narrated it complete with yokel accent. Weird Norfolk will spare you the pain of hearing it in her ladyship's approximation of a local accent, but will abridge the story she told. Kitty, who lived at a farm in Letton, was in bed when she heard a loud noise coming down the road, a rumbling that was growing closer. She got out of bed and went to the window to see what was making the noise, and saw a coach approaching, its lamps and windows brightly lit. She looked to see the team of horses pulling the coach, but there were none there. It was being propelled along the road by ghost horses. People in nearby Hingham also saw the coach and noted that the horses they could hear could not be seen. Also that the light from the vehicle was so bright that they could have seen to darn by it. A stableman who was in Hingham outside the White Hart was removing harnesses from his donkey and cart when on the stroke of midnight he saw the brightly lit coach drive past him. It was brightly illuminated and the clattering of the horses' hooves was deafening. He could see the horses, unlike Kitty in Letton, but they had no heads. Just what makes this tiny pocket of Norfolk such a magnet to ghosts from the horse family?
Thank you, David.